sincerely believe that today. Mark the 4th chapter, the 37th verse. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. The ship was full of water. And he, Jesus, was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared or respected exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I was reading through the bread program the other day and came across a portion of a verse in the book of Job, where when Job was going through all of his trials, the verse just simply said, Then the Lord answered Job out of the storm and said. And at that moment, God spoke to me and said this, I speak in the midst of the storm. And so I bring you this message today. Hear it, somebody. God speaks in the midst of the storm. Let's thank him for his love and his security and his peace all over this house. Would you not do anything else but give thanks and praise to the Lord right now? I thank you. I thank you today for your goodness. Oh, I thank you today, Lord, for your blessing. I thank you for your wonderful peace. I thank you, Lord, for your wonderful grace and your wonderful help and your wonderful protection. I thank you, Father, today. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. And you may be seated. Thank you for standing to the Word of God. Storms can sweep down upon us from different directions and for different reasons. Sometimes Satan causes the storm. Sometimes people cause the storm in our life. Sometimes I cause the storm that I am in. And sometimes the Lord sends the storm. It is not the purpose of the message today to try to decipher which kind of a storm that you and I are in. But there is something that can be said about every storm, no matter what has caused it. No matter who is the cause, no matter what is the cause, this is still true. God can and God will speak to us in the midst of the storm. God can and God will speak in the midst of the storm. Is there a witness? No matter how strong, no matter how destructive, God still speaks, and he's speaking this morning in the midst of a storm. Now, Mark's account says it was a great storm. Did you catch that description as we were reading through it? He didn't just say there was a storm of wind. He was trying to categorize it differently. Forest. There was a great storm on the lake that day. He says the waves beat into the ship so that it was full of water. The other record of this storm is in the book of Luke chapter 8. And Luke says that the boat was filled with water and they were in jeopardy. They were in great danger. This was not some minor incident. It was not just a little rain shower. This was a beating, boat-filling, breathtaking storm that the disciples were in. The kind that made even those experienced seamen like Simon Peter and others say, I don't know. I really don't know this time. I'm really not sure if I'm going to make it through this one. Storms like that have happened this very year. They have happened this very month. And they are happening this very week in the lives of people in the sanctuary today. Storms that have beaten against your will, that have beaten against your faith, that have beaten against everything you want to believe and everything that you have believed about God and His love. It is a beating storm, a great one. Storms that fill your life with so much pressure. The boat that day was filled with water. But the storm that rages this morning fills our life with pressure and worry and wondering about provisions and temporal priorities and problems and fears. The boat is filling so much so that you can see your very life's boat being filled and you being drowned and destroyed. Maybe your faith being destroyed, or maybe even eventually you and your faith being destroyed. Even though you are an experienced seaman, you've prayed before, you've worshiped before, you've read the great book of life before, and you certainly have traveled on the sea of life and lived life and lived for the Lord for quite a while. This storm has made you say, along with the disciples, I don't know if I'm going to make it through this one. But I come with a little word for you. No matter how much storm gets in your boat, you still got a Savior in your boat. It really doesn't matter how much storm gets in my boat. The fact remains, there's a Jesus in my boat. There's a Jesus in your life. There's a Jesus in your family. There's a Jesus in this church. There's a Jesus in this organization. There's a Jesus in this city. There's a Jesus in this continent. There's a Jesus in this world. The storm may get in our life, but there's a Savior. There's a Savior. There's an anointed one. And He loves us today. He does speak in the storm. But so do we. This is what the disciples, what humanity, what maybe you and I would have been saying. Jesus, Master, don't you even care that we're perishing? We are about to drown. We are about to be beaten literally to death by the power of these waves. Master, don't you care that we perish? Mark puts it in question form. Luke puts it in statement form. Master, Master, we're perishing. This is it. This is all there is to my spiritual. I'm not going to be able to face another storm. I'm not going to see the light of day again. Fear and doubt are the buzzwords of the natural mind during a storm. Fear and doubt. Not only is there doubt that we'll make it, not only are we fearful of the storm, but there's a strong tendency to get frustrated with God during the storm. Hello? We're human. I don't want to preach this morning where we're not living. We get frustrated even with God. It can create some fear and doubt and unbelief. Those disciples and we wonder, carest thou not? Do you even know what's going on? You know what I've been going through since Tuesday? You know what I've been going through since last March? You know what I've been going through the last 2.5 years? Carest thou not? God, do you even care? Yes, He cares. Yes, He cares. Yes, He knows. And yet He is able to speak in the storm and to work in the storm. Oh, what a great God. Before we go any further, I feel like we ought to have people all over this building right now. If God's ever brought you through a storm, just lift up your hands as high as they can go and thank the Master. I thank you, Lord, for your help. I know that you care. I know that you're in control. This church praises your control of everything. It doesn't matter what newspapers say. It doesn't matter what media says. It doesn't matter what this world philosophers think. You are in control. Prayer works. Faith works. Faithfulness to the house of God works. I thank you, O Lord. I thank you, O Lord. I thank you. And it was at that question of frustration. You see, God knows we're dust. He remembers our praying that we are dust. I think that's one way of saying He expects these kind of questions out of us. It doesn't take God by surprise. He understands our makeup. When they said that, the scripture says, and He arose. And He arose. He got up. God changed positions, if you please. He moved. There it is. There's the key word. He moved. God is able to move in my storm. I'm going through all of this. Don't know if God's going to move tonight in the church. God's going to move. He's not going to just move in the service. He's going to move in you. In fact, that's how God moves in His servant. He moves in all of us. And that's when we go away saying, man, there was a move of God in that servant. You know what it really was? There was a move of God in us. And I'm going through this difficulty and I'm battling the devil and I'm battling discouragement. I'm battling this and there's pressure and there's stress and there's worry. And amen to all of that. There is all of that. But that doesn't keep God down. The storm may keep us down, but it doesn't get or keep God down. The boat's being tossed. The wind's driving it. And so the disciples have lost their equilibrium. And they can't even stand upright. And they're stumbling all over the place. That's what a storm does to you. But Jesus just arises. Waves, but He's walking one foot in front of the other. When He's still moving, the storm doesn't affect the move of God. I'm going to do that again. The storm. Not because I don't think you don't believe it, but there's a storm that's brewing that just needs to know that God still moves. Here's what you need to say right now in your spirit. Get it. Don't miss it. God's going to move in my storm. Say it before it moves out of here right now. God's going to move. This is your moment. God's going to move in my storm. And now He's going to, He is moving. Let's get praise and sing to God by faith. God's moving. God's moving in my storm. God's moving in my storm. The storm can't keep Him down. The storm can't get Him down. Woo! God just loved that. He loves people to respond when He's moving. God moves in the storm. He got up. And He's going to move for you in the midst of your storm. Man, got this job storm, and while I'm going through this, it's probably going to be a little dry place. I'm just telling you how we all think, or maybe not everybody, but 98% of us. I probably won't be an effective witness to anybody. I really won't be able to worship God. God moves in the storm. Somebody just got a hold of something out there just a few minutes ago, a few seconds ago. God moves in my storm. Let the storm roll off. I've got Jesus in the boat. I've got the Savior in my life. He's not just in control of this storm on Galilee. He's in control of anything else that's going on around the world. He can handle this one. He can help us through this one. Friend, at the right time and for the right reason, He's going to move in the midst of your storm. Hallelujah. That's all right. God moves. God's going to move in your storm. That's all right. Let him do it. Let him move in your storm. Hey, God, why preach about God's going to move in the storm, and when he starts moving, then shut it down? Hey, you don't know what your brother or sister's been going through. They may just have sensed the move of God in their storm. They're trying to respond to it. Praise God. Who says it's not time for it? When God says it's the right time. When God says it's the right moment. When God says it's the right reason. God's going to move in my storm. God's going to move in my storm. God is moving in my storm. God is moving out in my storm. Oh, hallelujah. Let's praise him again by faith, church. God, I want to create an atmosphere. I'm going to tell you what we're going to see in the last days. You're going to see people that are oppressed financially. You're going to see them coming in worshiping God as they have never worshiped him before. Listen. Don't let somebody's praise be the thing that causes you to judge whether or not they're going through a problem or a trial. Because they're going to move you, slap off the chair. And everything must be going good for them. You don't know how much they've been through, but they said, God's moving in my storm. Well, I wish I had as few problems as they did. You better be careful about wanting to swap places with somebody. And I'm going to get on this a little bit, the old trick of the enemy. He says, you're just being a hypocrite. You know you don't feel that good. No, I don't, but God is that good. Since when does stealing say how much I praise God? That's what's been wrong with us for a long time, and that's getting right with us. It's not how we feel. It's how's God doing. He's great. He's good. He's moving in my storm. You're going to see people come in these storms that have just lost their jobs, but they're going to be praising the God who moves in the storm. In fact, there's some in here right now that just a few days ago lost their job. But they're praising God. They're praising God. Boy, you better believe he's a provider. You better believe he's a savior. You better know he's writing in this book. You may be seated. Let him move. And after he moved, he starts speaking in the storm. What does he say in the storm? Luke and Mark, both of them say it. He arose and rebuked. The first words they heard in their storm were the words of rebuke to the elements and whatever it was that was threatening them. He's getting a hold of it. Hallelujah. He starts rebuking whatever's threatening. The master of every situation. You know what he was doing? He was forbidding the elements to go any further. That word rebuke means to forbid. He was forbidding the elements to do any more damage. I'm going to tell you, honey, when the master forbids. You know, it's one thing for me to say, you better leave her alone. I'll bust your lip if you try to kiss her. And I'll knock your block if you try to do damage to her. It's one thing for me to say that. It's one thing for me to forbid as a human. Whew. But folks, the master forbids. Don't you go any further. Can you hear him saying that to your situation? Don't you go any further. You stop right there. Enemy, you stop in your tracks. I forbid you. I forbid you, wind. I forbid you, rain. My God, there is an anointing all over this house. You're going to get what God has for you. He's your master in the storm. Means to censor. Means you can't say that. You can't write that. I'm censoring. That's what Jesus was doing when he rebuked. I censor the lies of Satan. I censor the whispering of the flesh. I censor that discouraging spirit that keeps trying to whisper to depress. He said, he rebuked you. Stop. You're not going any further. Later on, the disciples, after it was all over, they said, did you see how he commanded the winds and the waters? God can not only censor, but he commands whatever is beating against your life. Friend, it's something when God commands, not suggests. It's not this. When I suggest you leave them alone. Spirit, I suggest you leave him alone. Life, enemy, I suggest you leave her alone. You leave her alone. You leave her. No, it's not suggest. I command you. I command you. There is power in the written, spoken, expressed command of the word of God. Then when the word says it, that's enough. When the word says it, the wind stops. You know what he did one day? He censored sin. When we said, all right, God, I'm ready for you to move in my life, he forbid it. He said, you're not going to have power over them anymore. I'm going to have power. And I forbid it. And God is able to forbid whatever it is that has been beating, and he's not just going to do it with some little folded hand expression, but he commands it, the winds and the waves. And after that rebuke of commanded authority, the Bible says, Mark records the words, peace. Someone to go, or something to go dumb with their speech and unable to use their voice. When God speaks in the storm, we do feel a security within ourselves. We do feel a peace. But this peace in this storm is more about what happens to the enemy than what happens to us. You know, there's many times when I've gone out of services and I felt great peace. I felt a great move of God. But I wasn't so I knew what had happened to me, but I wasn't so convinced about what God had done against the enemy. And that allowed the enemy to climb back in. I'm going to give somebody a secret that's in this sanctuary today. Not only trust and believe for what God is doing in and for you, but also believe what he can do against the thing that has been bothering you. When he spoke, peace be still, he wasn't talking to the disciples. When you really read it, he was speaking to the winds and the waves and the water. He was rendering them powerless and speechless and soundless. And the enemy and the elements that are beating against us and howling and speaking against us are silenced when he speaks in the midst of the storm. He rebukes, but he says, peace be still. You know, sometimes we want him to talk to us when all along he's wanting to do some talking to those things that need to be tight. Don't force God to talk to you when he's wanting to talk to the situation. He wanted to address those winds and those waves and that water. Don't talk to me, God. Say something to me so I know you're there. Give me a word of direction, a word of answer. And all along, he's wanting to speak to some things or some elements and some hindrances in your situation. Again, at the right time, he'll speak a word to us. He'll give us the encouragement that we need. But he needs to silence them so that he can save us. And whenever he speaks, it will be. It's just that God knows sometimes he has to quiet the enemy so we can hear it. And so he says, peace. Be still. The wind and the waves are going speechless. The storm and the beating water is not going to make its horrendous sound anymore. I say to you, stop speaking. I say to you, wind and water and waves, stop beating. Because I have a child in this boat, and they belong to me. And I already said to them when we left from that other shore over there, we're going to the other side. We're going to the other side. Folks, the Lord already promised that he would take us all the way to heaven. He already promised that he would take us all the way to glory. You don't have to worry. He said, let's go to the other side. Peace. Be still. Silence belongs to the winds and the waves now. We can hear now anything and everything that God wants to say to us. God speaks in the midst of the storm. I have felt faith rising. I have felt faith rising in this building, in this service right now. I felt it moving higher and higher. You know what Jesus did after he got through this situation? He said, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Go get it. Go get it. Anybody that has had any faith in the past, and you have it now, I say to you under the authority of Jesus Christ, go get it. Go get your faith. You say, Jesus, I still believe that you're going to take us all the way to the other side. Hallelujah. He still speaks in the storm. Would you stand together with us right now, and let's give God praise all over this house.